This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We're back on Loud and Local. Kevin Deers here with you until midnight. And if you have something you want to hear that's local, from the 206, the 425, the 360, the 509, you know, all that good stuff. It's 206-421-ROCK or text me at 77999. In studio right now, a couple of the dudes from The Dead Drones. My bad. Is it Dead Drones or The Dead Drones?
The Dead Drones.
All indeed. Right. There we go. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do for The Dead Drones?
I am Oni Tim, and I run it and play guitar and whatever instruments need to be played.
You're the big boss man, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
For better or for worse, right?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah. Yep.
Right on in.
I am Andy Cox, and I play the bass guitar and backing vocals and little sprinkles of stuff on top.
Nice, dude. Well, you guys are currently in the lookout for a drummer, is that something we want to put out in the atmosphere here? If you're a drummer, why don't you be the drummer for the Dead Drones?
Have you guys done any looking
out for one? Or are you kind of just you're going to be playing drums on the record, right?
I already did.
Oh, you did. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, that part of it's done. I'm going to finish it up this coming weekend, but. Yeah, I'm depressed, man. It's looking for a drummer is a bummer, they say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just go. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Let's think back to the beginning. You guys have been a band for what, like 4 years now?
Yeah. Yep.
Right on. And there's been a few lineup changes and whatnot, but I'm assuming it's been your brainchild.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been kind of angry. Punk rocker the whole life of my life, and then I finally got kind of sick of it and wanted to get groovy and psychedelic and whatnot and get back to the roots of rock.
Cool.
Yeah.
So this was inspired more by some old school stuff and
yeah. Just kind of
chill out a little bit.
Yeah, let's relax and get away. Yeah, for sure.
So growing up, you were playing in more like punk and hardcore bands and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely.
Right on. And how did you meet who you're currently playing with?
I was playing a show at the Crocodile Sidebar on a Tuesday night.
Nice.
Yeah, much to the dismay of bandmates and other people. Why are we playing on Tuesday at the Crocodile? And I met the Andy came at me that night and said, dude, I know you're kind of looking for a bassist, and I'd like to do it. And that was the day, yeah, so...
Yeah, a friend of mine, Ian, cued me in, said he was looking for a bass, and I go up to him, and I'm like, dude, you're awesome, but if you want somebody to, like, play with you, then get me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Some self-promotion for yourself, man.
Well, that's why you play on weekday nights when you got him, you know. Yeah.
Hey, man, play where they'll be and where they'll hear you and whatnot. Yeah. And also Crocodile, man, that's an iconic Northwest venue. Never turned down.
Absolutely, yeah. And even the sidebar is super sweet.
Totally.
I was way happier to be there than on the big stage.
And grab a slice of pizza, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we were talking the album that we mentioned that you're going to be working out, and I'm sorry, working out, finishing up, Goddess of the Hunt, coming out early 2019 here, and it's a full length, going to be self-released. Pretty awesome, man. You guys are going to be doing a tour on this album, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed, in March, and we launch it on, I think you wrote it down.
Yeah, it's... let me see here. That's Thursday, March 21st at Daryl's Tavern.
You.
Yeah,
here that's in Seattle. That's what it's like. I am calendarly afflicted. I can't remember it. I have to write it down, but yes. We're launching
man.
For that. We just recorded in Eugene. And
awesome.
The person recording us is a drummer. and is going to go on tour with us in support of it in March.
What's her name?
Her name is Lauren Roberts.
Shout out to Lauren Roberts.
Stardust Recording Studio, Eugene, Oregon. Very excellent.
You guys had a good experience there?
Great. Absolutely, great yes. experience.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So again, the album is Goddess of the Hunt, and the tour kickoff is at Daryl's Tavern, Thursday, March 21st. And for anyone else looking to go to the show, you'll also see the Kronkmen, Green River Thrillers, and Skullbot, all rad bands. And if you're in the South Ender, you can check them out the next day, Friday, March 22nd, at the Valley in Tacoma, also another rad bar in sort of by the Tacoma Dome. Just north of the Tacoma Dome. So very cool. You guys pretty stoked for tour? Where are you guys
going
to go?
We're going all the way to Sacramento, California.
Nice.
But we're going to do some time in Central Oregon.
Okay.
We're playing all towns we haven't played except for Tacoma and Portland. But we're actually wrapping it up again as our last tour. We wrapped it up with a band called Young Hunter.
Okay.
Out of Portland.
Nice.
And they're a very excellent band to play with and listen to, for sure.
Good people.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to debut actually a song here that was just finished. It's kind of like in the almost mastered process. Why don't you introduce it yourself? Because I feel like you guys would do a good version of that.
It is a rough mix.
Okay.
Roughly mastered. Let's roll them bones.
All right. It's called I Haunt My Block, right?
Yes.
All right. It's about the creepy guy on your block, I guess.
Yes. That one.
Is that you?
No, man, no. I
don't know what you're talking about, man. You're listening to the Dead Drones. Here is a rough mix, almost there, right?
It's rough as it can be, but let's do it.
All right, it's debut here by the Dead Drones, Alon Local. After that, you'll hear one off their most recent album, it's Harbor Island, after this. But right now, it's Haunt My Block, I Haunt My Block on Alon Local. You're listening to Loud and Local, the Dead Drones in Studio. It's a band you just heard, a couple songs from them. The debut of I Haunt My Block, and the one you just heard was Harbor Island, the Dead Drones. Would you kind of, you guys are a Seattle band, right?
Correct.
All right, right on.
Yeah.
So what area of Seattle do you represent? What is your hood?
Oh, man, Shire.
The Shire?
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
I like it.
A.K.A. Ballard.
There you go. Hey, man, I'm right in between downtown and Ballard. I'm Inner Bay, right? All day long.
Yeah.
Right on. So, again, their new album is going to be coming out shortly. They're finishing work on it. It's called Goddess of the Hunt, and that's the song you heard, I Haunt My Block, starting off the little set there. Was that the song that's going to be featured on that record? And are you guys going to have physical copies of it, like CD, vinyl, tape? What are you guys going to be doing here?
I aspire to have tape and with a download card for the tour.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right on. And if people are listening right now and they're like, man, I love this band, where can they follow along with you guys? Website and Facebook and whatnot?
We only got the Facebook and the Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
The Dead Drones at Bandcamp. Yep. Buy that first one. I would like to mention that a good friend of mine named Steve Jones produced that one and
yes.
recorded it. Yep. And when we recorded it, he was in North Seattle. But he is relocated to Olympia.
Okay.
For the ever-present reasons, right?
And yes, it's pretty expensive, man.
Yeah, yeah. But he's got more space now and whatnot. So, that last song, Harbor Island, and the rest of them you'll be hearing were produced by him.
That's awesome. And their record is called We Are Watching, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Right on. And yeah. I got the tape in my hand. If my hand were to be very, very long, it's actually on the table over there. But I'm going to be listening to that on the way home. I got a tape deck in my car so I can check it out. So, it's kind of retro. Pretty cool. Speaking of retro, let's think back to formative years for you guys. I like to ask this question just because, hey, you know, it kind of gives an idea of where you guys come from, like musically and in your early influences. Thinking back before, like, you know, something that wasn't given to you as a present or like given to you by like a cool older brother. What was the first album that you actually purchased, and what was the medium? Was it vinyl, tape, CD? Let's think about it.
There was a store in my neighborhood. It was a CD store run by this super cool lady, and she used to let me and like my 7-year-old friends hang out in there.
Yeah.
And just listen to CDs all day.
What was the shop called?
It's not there anymore. It was called Viva La Revolution.
Okay, what neighborhood?
Selwood in Portland, Oregon.
Right on, man. Viva mm-hmm. La Revolution.
Yeah, it was a great little shop. And she used to let me and my friends just sit in there and listen to CDs. And I kept looking at the album cover for Issues by Korn.
Okay.
Which was like a creepy doll.
Yes,
and as a
I
kid,
remember.
That like terrified me.
Sure.
So I kept listening to it. And finally, I saved up and bought it. And I think that is probably the first album I actually bought, not given to me.
There you go. Korn, Issues. And that's the album that actually has like 4 different covers. People there had artists like
oh, does it? I haven't like listened to it since.
I specifically remember
Joe
watching
Baez.
Because they had this thing on MTV. It was like all the different people submitted to be the actual art. So they had the one that's like this specific doll, and then they had like alternate ones that we're going really deep with this Korn here. I don't even know what's going on.
No, we can get into it, man.
All right, Korn Talk 2019. All right. And what about you, man? What was your first album you purchased?
So I rode my BMX bike to the mall.
Yeah.
This would probably be about 84.
Talking about Sam Goody here or something?
I can't remember what it's called, but you're on the right track.
Yeah.
About 15 years later.
Sure.
I went to the mall and I bought Stay Hungry by Twisted Sister.
Nice.
For $6 and change, and I felt like I was spending a mint.
Yes.
But yeah, I listened to the
tape or vinyl?
Tape, cassette.
Nice.
Yeah,
yes.
Cassette. And I listened to it, and I listened to it a lot as a kid, and I listened to it recently. It certainly does not hold up.
Hey, you know, there's some jams on there.
Oh, it's so horrible, though. Oh, my God.
Do you still have your tight pants?
Oh, I mean, I had the BMX bike, the shorts, the plate with number 3 on it, and Quit Your Bitchin' sticker, all 80s, everything out leather. I don't regret buying, you know, after that I got, like, Out of the Cellar by Rats, way better.
Yeah.
Shout the Devil by Motley Crue is probably my third tape. It's way better, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on. Well, migrating over to Northwest and local music, let's think here. What's your favorite Northwest band of all time? And you can name a couple, you know, if you can't just figure out one.
I mean, two that are coming to my mind right now are Yob and Wolves in the Throne Room.
Yes.
Big fan of both those.
Oh, great bands. Yob is Eugene, but we'll call that Northwest. I'll call it Northwest.
They're pretty much Portland.
Yeah. I'd say Portland. I thought they were Portland.
I don't know. I know they're from Eugene. They might
be
Salem.
Who knows? Whatever. Let's just say Washington and Portland is fine. Yeah. Or Washington and Oregon is Northwest.
Yeah.
There you go. So, Wolves in the Throne Room and Yob for you. And how about you, man?
Okay, so Sonics. I'm a Sonics guy.
Yes. Original heaviness.
The originals. And I sure love Mudhoney in the same way.
Cool.
In the longevity of Mudhoney.
They're going to be reissuing the Green River album, remastered and whatnot. So.
Yeah, Green River is awesome, of course. But Sonics and Wailers, and this whole Sonics Wailers thing for me, Wailers are a really interesting band. You can see them go from the dance band to the psychedelic band from the early 60s to the mid 60s. It's really cool to see them go through that whole psychedelic thing.
Yeah.
But Sonic, I get so much mileage out of the Sonics. They're like medication for me, pretty much.
That's awesome. Get your prescription, man, at the record store for another Sonics LP.
Oh, I you put it on and set to go for a few weeks. It's fine, yeah.
So we got the Dead Drones in studio, and if you're just tuning in, we got We Are Watching and One Stop Shopping going to play right now off the album We Are Watching. Anything you guys want to say about these before we jump into them?
Go to Fred Meyer and Ballard. You'll see all the lyrics on the sign. That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Buy more.
Buy it. Yep.
It's a lot of local on the rock.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
The Dead Drones, Seattle, awesome Seattle band, some Northwest groove, some heaviness. It's cool because it's like melodic and like it's like kind of old school sounding, but it's like heavy at the same time. It's got a lot of layers. You guys are an awesome band, and I'm stoked to hopefully be able to see you guys. You guys are going to be playing Thursday, March 21st at Daryl's Tavern. And then Friday, March 22nd at the Valley in Tacoma, both shows with Kronkman, Green River Thrillers, and Skullbot, I believe, right?
Skullbot will be playing Daryl's, but not the Valley in Tacoma.
All right. Well, either way, both with Kronkman and Green River Thrillers.
Correct.
Shout out to Green River Thrillers, friends of the show, and Kronkman, they're from Oregon, correct?
Yeah, yeah. We met them on our last tour, and they're an exceptional... I call them Sinister Surf.
Oh, I like that.
They are
kind of thrashy and doomy.
They're an instrumental, and they're getting the spank on the reverb and surfy, but they get evil with it.
Sinister Surf. So if you can come up with a genre Nasty like roofs. That, what would you call your band? What would you call the Dead Drones? Because I want to hear an interesting little genre, like straight from your mind.
Post garage.
All right.
Yeah.
So like
melting shoes. What are you
melting saying? Shoes? I like yeah. it. Hey, melting shoes core.
Music you can drool to.
Music yeah. you can drool to. These are all great. This is like the cover of your tape are gonna be full of all these quotes on there. So
right, yeah.
Again, yeah. Goddess of the Hunt. Look forward to that. Early 2019. This is the full length that they're finishing up, and we'll be talking about that as soon as it comes out. Playing some more songs from it, and look forward to that, guys. Again, your tour kickoff is Thursday, March 21st. What were you going to say? Sorry, man.
Oh, nothing. I just said right on.
So. Yeah. So yeah, before we play this last song, I want you guys to. It's your time now. You guys have the full attention and the floor. Why don't you give some thank yous and some shout-outs and anything that you want to touch on before we play the last song?
Well, thank you to Lauren Roberts and Will Basson for being awesome and helping making this recording that we're about to do, as well as Will's been playing with us for the past 6 months or so, and it's been an awesome time with him.
Hell yeah.
All the friends, you know, we have around in the music community who are helping support us, you know, and all that. And Oni's family for feeding us on tour and giving us a
Yay!
Ton of free meals and housing.
Yeah, we stayed with them for a bit. my special thanks goes to Phil Smith from the Green River Thrillers.
Great guy.
When I have to take on a drumming endeavor, I have to – it's my third, fourth instrument or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel the need to look to a spirit guide. And so Joey Barron's been one of them, of course, John Bonham, whatever. But for this one, it's been Phil Smith and the
nice.
Green River Thrillers. Certainly a wonderful band and good guys. Yeah. What I can say about them, they've been together for over 16 years.
So yes.
The same lineup for 16 years is remarkable stuff.
Yeah, man.
It takes remarkable people to accomplish that. Of which I am not.
And it shows in their sound.
Yeah, yeah. And all those guys, for certainly, yeah. But Phil Smith was my spirit guide for this whole thing on the drumming. So I want to give special props to him and Steve Jones, another drummer, and Lauren Roberts, another drummer. I'm all about the drummers today.
There you go. And speaking of drummers, if you hear this and you're like, man, I want to be in this band and tour and all that good stuff, just hit them up. And if you like the music, then follow them on all their social media platforms, Facebook, and add them on Bandcamp. Buy the album. It's awesome. It's called We Are Watching, and I look forward to the new one, assuming that'll probably be up on Bandcamp when it's released.
Yes, very soon.
Right on. Well, thanks again, guys, and we're going to play the spook. What do you want to say about this one before we go into it?
This is a spy gone rogue song. He couldn't take working for the evil government anymore, so he did what was right.
There we go.
And that's what it's about.
The Dead Drones. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Doesn't matter, 'cause I'm
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.